So as we've been saying in recent shows, we the people must decide if we're tired of just being along for the ride, if we're willing to put false division aside and get on the same page, which means the same side, which isn't difficult. Once power's off our backs. Recently, I heard a woman who's part of a humanitarian relief effort in Syria say that prior to power's conscious efforts to divide, Arab peoples got along just fine. And it means developing our latent leadership. But leadership to do what? What's the goal? For Popper and for John Stuart Mill, the answer might be, respectively, to improve the conditions for humanity by teaching the youth authentically and to be a better citizen. But if we agree with Tolstoy and Popper that the state is not our master, but that we serve God, or I would say the earth, the great spirit, universal energy, then it's for she to whom we owe our gifts that we grow them. She who is the object of our leadership. And we underclass very much need Karl Popper, as he's pondered precisely those issues and concepts that we need to get clear on, to move on. And it's not just that Karl Popper has thought so deeply about how we change society to get the future we want, but also that he did his figuring out while watching an earlier version of the very same drama, the totalitarian threat that we're looking at today, which is not surprising, as the actors haven't changed, but which nonetheless we never hear acknowledged. A fascist movement don't run on nothing. Everything that happens of scale, underclass, depends on cash. Folks who have a goal, and in this case a very big goal. And if we were discussing this, the fact that power has a goal, we would also be discussing that fact. Well, if there is a goal, they must amass means. And then everything falls into place. All the previously, seemingly confusing moves of power, the inexplicable sinking of the economy. When you understand that the goal is precisely what Karl Popper has showed us, totalitarianism, rule of the few, not to accumulate money in and of itself, but to establish the best state, the goal, the vision, the fantasy of Plato. And if we were talking about this, that would be obvious. Both that we are being herded towards a goal. We can see the global pattern of increasing disparities. We know that that means, in political terms, a calcification of class. And that to create the same pattern globally requires enormous resources. And it's happening. So we don't hear stated over the airwaves what is obvious. We have an echo chamber. The punditry is not there to help us see the obvious. It's to keep us thinking old thoughts, the same old, looking at each other, blaming each other, questioning whether human nature is inherently violent, the same old issues discussed over and over and over, which are diversions to keep us from seeing the obvious. But more and more of us have the time to ponder. More and more of us are using it well.